Are you still mixing station gas and oil for your string trimmer, leaf blower, or chainsaw? Eliminate the mess and the guesswork with TruFuel, the original pre-mixed two-cycle fuel. TruFuel is ethanol-free and precision-engineered for small engines, improving performance and extending the life of your outdoor power equipment. And TruFuel is available for both two- and four-cycle engines. Empower your equipment with TruFuel. Available at your local home and garden center today.
That's the sound of one of my favorite customers ever. His name's Jeremy. His dad, Frank, called me when it was time to replace their drafty old windows and to take advantage of our limited time sale. As a dedicated Pella advisor, I make getting new windows and doors simple. And when it comes to installation, nobody does it like Pella. Our local team can typically install in just a day.
Elevate the look of your home with specials from Pella Windows and Doors of Baton Rouge. Visit BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore to learn more. That's BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. He's back on the program, Matt Ellentuck. He is the creator of the WNBA newsletter called Here's Basketball. He's on the program. We recap the 2021 WNBA draft. Matt is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
Dick and Christine knew they needed help renovating their dream home. As a Pella advisor, I make sure every step of getting new windows and doors is smooth, including setting you up with our Pella Care Guarantee. It covers everything from product to installation with some of the strongest warranties in the industry.
Help elevate the look of your home with special offers from Pella of Baton Rouge. Add in our industry-leading reputation and one thing becomes clear. It's a perfect time for Pella. Visit BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore to learn more. That's BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore.
Order!
Continue, Ms. Garner.
With the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every day.
Objection! My credit card doesn't earn double miles on every purchase.
I object to your objection. With the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase.
Order!
Please read Counselor's last statement.
With the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase.
I'll allow it.
No further questions, Your Honor. Well, just one. What's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank, USA, N.A.
Order!
Continue, Ms. Garner.
With the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every day.
Objection! My credit card doesn't earn double miles on every purchase.
I object to your objection. With the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase.
Order!
Please read Counselor's last statement.
With the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase.
I'll allow it.
No further questions, Your Honor. Well, just one. What's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank, USA, N.A.
Whatever you're funny.
Lowe's Spring Fest is here. We've got $10 off gallon cans or $40 off 5-gallon pails on select interior and exterior paint, stains, and coatings. And appliance special values plus free local delivery on appliances $3.96 or more in-store and online. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. Offers valid through 4/14. Actual paint sizes are 116 to 640 fluid ounces. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for rebate terms and conditions. For appliances, restrictions and additional fees may apply. See Lowe's.com or store for details. U.S. only.
Peacock's got it exclusively. Bears beats The Office on Peacock. Stream every moment from Dunder Mifflin and explore bonus extras and exclusives. Plus, if you're looking for more classic hits, you can stream every episode of Parks and Recreation, Two and a Half Men, and every season of SNL. In the mood for something brand new? Check out Peacock's original comedies, The Amber Ruffin Show, and Saved by the Bell. Whether you're craving a new binge or familiar fave, you can find tons of comedy hits on Peacock. Get started for free at PeacockTV.com.
We can sum up McDonald's new crispy chicken sandwich in one word. Crispy. But also juicy. And tender. Okay, it's crispy, juicy, tender. All one word. But then, also pickle. Oh, and potato bun, which is two words. Okay, we can't sum up our new crispy chicken sandwich in one word. So, you'll just have to try it to understand it. Order ahead on the McDonald's app at participating McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Think you're busy? You've never met Jessica. Mother of six. I'm the dedicated Pella window and door advisor Jessica called when she knew it was time to replace her drafty old windows and take advantage of the limited time sale. We make the process simple. From product selection through installation, we've sold over 5 million replacement windows and doors. So we know a thing or two.
Elevate the look of your home with specials from Pella Windows and Doors of Baton Rouge. Visit BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore to learn more. That's BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore.
Here, whatever you're funny, Peacock's got it exclusively. Bears beats The Office on Peacock. Stream every moment from Dunder Mifflin and explore bonus extras and exclusives. Plus, if you're looking for more classic hits, you can stream every episode of Parks and Recreation, 2.5 Men, and every season of SNL. In the mood for something brand new? Check out Peacock's original comedies, The Amber Ruffin Show, and Saved by the Bell. Whether you're craving a new binge or familiar fave, you can find tons of comedy hits on Peacock. Get started for free at PeacockTV.com.
Is the commissioner the...
We can sum up McDonald's new crispy chicken sandwich in one word. Crispy. But also juicy. And tender. Okay, it's crispy, juicy, tender. All one word. But then, also pickle. Oh, and potato bun, which is two words. Okay, we can't sum up our new crispy chicken sandwich in one word, so you'll just have to try it to understand it. Order ahead on the McDonald's app at participating McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. WNBA, cat. Whatever you're funny, Peacock's got it exclusively. Bears beats The Office on Peacock. Stream every moment from Dunder Mifflin and explore bonus extras and exclusives. Plus, if you're looking for more classic hits, you can stream every episode of Parks and Recreation, 2.5 Men, and every season of SNL. In the mood for something brand new? Check out Peacock's original comedies, The Amber Ruffin Show, and Saved by the Bell. Whether you're craving a new binge or familiar fave, you can find tons of comedy hits on Peacock. Get started for free at PeacockTV.com.
At the angle.
Waiting for spring is one thing. Waiting for spring savings is another. At the Home Depot, you don't have to wait for either one. Our best prices of the season are here now, in-store, online, store-wide. Get a 40-volt battery-powered Ryobi string trimmer for just $159. And more savings on everything, from fresh paint to power blowers. You've waited long enough. Bring on spring. The Spring Savings Event, now at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Valid through April 18th while supplies last.
With the first pick in the 2021 WNBA draft, the Dallas Wings select Charlie Collier from the University of Texas.
As expected, Charlie Collier goes first. The 6'5 post player has a WNBA ready frame. Averaged 19 points, 11 rebounds per game this past season. Can finish strong inside, a good rebounder. Also has a really nice stroke out to the three-point line. Shot 33% from three in her career.
And two other things really help Charlie Collier: upside and work ethic. I mean, you can see that there's a lot of talent and offensive development that can still happen with Charlie, but she does have the body. And in terms of her work ethic, I mean, she has really focused on extending her range, becoming more versatile, and we saw the impact of this season. No surprise to any of us that Charlie Collier is number one.
Two-time first-team All-Big 12 player, one of six players in Division I to average at least 19 points and 10 rebounds. Charlie Collier is the first overall pick, and she is with Holly Rowe.
Charlie Collier, this is such a special moment, and I saw you point to the sky as soon as you heard your name called. Why were you pointing to the sky when you heard that first pick?
It's my God. My God is so good. You know, every day I wake up with this passion, and I love basketball. Like, my heart is racing right now because I worked so hard for this moment, and, you know, it's a lot of people that have a lot of things to say about me, but you can never question my work ethic. And no matter, you know, hate me or love me, you still got to respect me either way. And, you know, this is the game that I love. I deserve to be here, and I'm built for it.
You know, I love what...
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of ESPN and the 2021 WNBA draft. And the voice that you heard was the number one overall pick in this year's WNBA draft, belonging to the Dallas Wings as they selected Charlie Collier from the University of Texas. And you heard what she said in that snippet. She goes out every day. She works hard, and she wants her respect, and she's going to get her respect. And we're going to talk more about Charlie as well as some of the other draft picks in the 2021 2021 WNBA draft. And a gentleman, speaking of respect, somebody I respect wholeheartedly, let's welcome him back to the program. He is the creator and writer of the newsletter, Here's Basketball, covering all things, whether it be WNBA, all things women's basketball. Let's welcome him back, Matt Ellentuck. Hey, Matt, welcome back to the program.
Hey, Ed, what's going on, man?
Oh, nothing much, man. Everything's well, man. Thank you so much once again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. So let's get right to it. Charlie Collier, the number one overall pick in this year's WNBA draft, the Dallas Wings drafting her out of the University of Texas. We pretty much knew this was a no-brainer coming into this one, but just kind of give me your thoughts on Charlie being drafted by Dallas.
Yeah, listen, I think Charlie's a great player. Dallas, you know, needed to load up at the big spot. I think that was a problem last year. So having a really solid rebounder, having a really big body, somebody who can probably step on to the court and play right away this upcoming season in a couple of weeks is huge. And Dallas is going to have some fun with Charlie. She's a stretch player. She should be able to shoot from outside. And, you know, she should pose a lot of matchup problems.
Rightfully so. Just looking at the tape of her, I mean, she really has all of the fundamentals and the athletic ability. She has the right genetic makeup for it. Her dad, rest in peace to her dad, was a great athlete, and her mom was an outstanding basketball player in her own right as well. You mentioned, Matt, about Charlie could, you know, she's the most ready to play in the WNBA. She's out of all the draft picks, you know, she's ready right now. Can you kind of just give us some more details on what her strengths and weaknesses to her game?
Yeah, I mean, she's a strong finisher around the rim. She's got long arms, and she's obviously 6'5", so she's good at positioning herself to grab some boards. She can shoot from range. She didn't do it a ton at Texas, so I'm curious to see how often the Wings are going to, you know, deploy her from around the perimeter, so that'll be interesting. As far as weaknesses go, there were games where Charlie sort of fell off the map for stretches, especially against tougher Big 12 opponents. So, you know, there are some questions about her motor and, you know, if she's going to have the energy to play 40 minutes at the big spot. But we'll wait and see. I mean, she's obviously a tremendous talent, and she's got plenty of time to develop. She's only, what, 22, I think?
That you got there right. She's only 22, and definitely she's is a star in the making. She has a great situation with the Dallas Wings. And speaking of the Dallas Wings, Matt, they had the number two overall pick. They drafted a young lady out of Finland, a Waqueer, who was playing for a team in Italy. She's of Sudanese descent. Now, Matt, we saw some video of a Waq, and I mean, again, her game is ferocious. She's got the long wingspan, and she's a solid shooter, and she attacks the basket. Now, the majority of the draft picks in the first round come from big time Division I schools. So there weren't many international players in this draft. Were you familiar with a Waq, and what did you think of her game of the footage that you saw?
Yeah, I mean, I love Awak at two for Dallas. You know, I'm not sure if she's a player who's going to play big minutes right away. I'm not even sure if she's going to play in the WNBA this year yet. Jury's still out on that one. And as far as roster cuts, obviously, you know, it's tough to have a spot just to develop a player on a WNBA team since there's only 12 players. But I love Queer's game. She's 6'5". I talked to Greg Bibb, the GM, a couple of days ago, and they still think she's growing. She could grow to 6'6". Touch, she can shoot. She's got a long frame. She's got handles. She kind of has the whole package. Dallas intends to grow her into playing a wing spot. They think she can be a three. So if you can deploy a 3-4-5 of Awak, Satu, and Charlie with Arike handling point, I mean, you're starting to see the makings of a really, really good wings team a couple of years in the future.
Yeah, rightfully so. I want to stay with Awak for a moment. Kind of one of the bugaboos of players that come from overseas or coming from Europe in particular is defense. What's the ranking on Awak when it comes to her defensive play?
Yeah, I think in some ways it was hard to tell because she was against weaker competition. Also, she's only 19, so defense usually takes some time to develop, but she obviously has all the tools for it. She's got super long arms. She's so quick. She should be able to defend in space. She's going to have to add some muscle, but, you know, that's for every, you know, she should be a college freshman, so that makes sense. She can be a really, really, really scary two-way threat.
One more question about Awak. You mentioned earlier that you don't think she's going to be ready to start right away. Do you see her maybe starting in the next year or two, or do you maybe see her more in a six-woman role?
I guess my honest answer is that I don't know. A lot of it's going to depend on how she's developed. If Dallas, you know, opts to try to bring her here to America this year to play in the W, or if, you know, they want her to get experience overseas before she comes back. I don't yet know. I think a really good test last year was Ezzie Magbegor coming over from Australia to play with the Storm, and I believe she was only 20 years old when she came over, and she was tremendous. So maybe that's a good example of how a younger player really can compete in the W really quickly, but it's just kind of a wait and see at this point.
All right, fair enough. So the next pick, the third overall pick, belonged to the Atlanta Dream, and out of the University of Arizona is Ari McDonald. Remember, you have to say her name right, not Ari, it's Ari. Ari McDonald was drafted. There you go. She was drafted by the Atlanta Dream. And, you know, Matt, Ari had a fantastic college career at Arizona. She was one of the top players in the Pac-12. You can correct me if I'm wrong. She had was like a finalist for the Defensive Player of the Year. We know that great tournament run that she had with the women's tournament during March Madness. What does Ari bring to the table going to Atlanta?
Yeah, I mean, Atlanta's backcourt is going to be really fun to watch with Ari and Kennedy Carter and Courtney Williams. I mean, those are just fiery personalities and really fun players to watch play. I mean, we know Ari's a scorer. We saw her do that throughout the tournament, throughout her senior season. She can also pass. She's got great court vision, especially for somebody so short. And even though she's got a small frame, she is a really solid on-ball defender. I mean, she could get targeted by some defenses if they're able to get her on switches and get bigger players on her. But as far as, you know, perimeter, just being able to hold her own, Ari's really tough. She's strong. She's smart. She's quick. She's got great quick hands, so she's able to pluck some passes away. Ari is a really, really interesting player, and I'm excited that Atlanta chose her at number three.
Yeah, that's going to be fun to watch her in Atlanta. I want to stay with Ari for a moment. She mentioned in her interview with ESPN's Holly Rowe that she said that some people question her because of her height and question her as far as about working on her shooting. Aside from, you know, working on her perimeter shooting, what do you think? What else do you think she needs to work on, Matt?
The question with Ari is probably just going to be her shooting consistency. In the tournament, she was on fire, and that showed, you know, her at her absolute best, draining shots from pretty much everywhere. But that wasn't always the case with her in her career. She's always been a high-volume shooter, which may have just been a product of what she was, you know, asked to do in Arizona, taking over, scoring 20-plus points every game. That won't be her role in the WNBA, which maybe will help with her consistency numbers. You know, she might not be taking 15, 20 shots a game anymore. Maybe she'll be getting better looks on the wing, more open looks, which, you know, it may be beneficial for her pro career. But, you know, she's gonna wait and see. She's going to now be playing against, you know, the best in the world every day. So being a guard is hard. Being a small guard is even harder. But, you know, knowing everything I know about Ari to this point, I don't have too many worries about her adjusting.
All right, rightfully so. And the next team that had the fourth overall pick was the Indiana Fever. And I think Tamika Catchings, who is the general manager of the Indiana Fever, hit the jackpot on this one with the fourth overall pick. She selected Kaiser Gondrzik from West Virginia. Just kind of give me your thoughts on Kaiser going to Indiana.
I won't lie. I am very shocked by this pick. I think, you know, 1, 2, 3, I mean, Ari was a little bit of a dice roll, but we knew she would go, you know, probably in the first half of the first round. Number 4 is where things started to get super weird, because I don't know how many people had Kaiser going in the first round at all, you know, especially not in the lottery. I don't really know what to think. I think Indiana has you know, maybe the weirdest roster in the league. I'm not really sure the direction that they're headed in yet. I mean, Kyler can obviously score, so she's going to have a ton of opportunities to play in Indy. I don't know. The roster construction on that team still has me very confused.
Kyler, for a moment, you know, she did her thing at West Virginia. You mentioned, Matt, about Indiana's roster being weird and they're still trying to figure out things. What does she bring to the table as far as skill set is concerned in going to Indiana?
Yeah, I mean, Kaiser's an elite scorer. She can shoot. She can slash. She's going to be able to create some of her own looks. We're still kind of figuring out, though, like what the guard situation is going to be like in Indiana. Does Julie Alamon come over again this year? She probably will miss at least the first half of the season because of the Olympics. Does Kelsey Mitchell play point guard? That experiment didn't really work that great last year. I don't know. Indiana is absolutely a let's just watch and see what happens, but I think it's fair to have a lot of questions about the direction they're headed in.
All right, so let's move along now. Again, the Dallas Wings, they're back in the draft. They really struck gold in the first round. They had the fifth overall pick, and they drafted Chelsea Dungy from the University of Arkansas. Now, Chelsea, seeing some of the tape on Chelsea, Matt, she looked really good. And, of course, especially in the tournament as a guard, she really came in and held her own. She really turned it up as a scorer, and, again, she adds another element to Dallas. Just kind of give me your thoughts on Chelsea playing for the Wings.
Yeah, I like this pick from Dallas, too. I mean, Chelsea's also – she's a shooter. She's a scorer. There is an ideal role where she can maybe spell Marina Mabry for some minutes along the wing next to Arike. That makes a lot of sense. Obviously, Dallas taking two bigs, one and two, they probably had to go with a guard or a wing at five. And it's going to be tough. I hope Dungy makes the roster. I think she's talented enough, too, but – just based on competition alone, you know, Dallas took four of the top 13 picks, and Dana Evans at 13 was a player a lot of people thought would be in the lottery. So Dallas is going to have a lot of tough decisions to make with, you know, only a 12-team roster and 12-player roster, I mean, and they took three of the first five or so picks last year too. So I like Dungy, though. If she doesn't mind us sticking with Dallas, I think she's going to find a place in the league.
All right, so speaking of an impact player, the New York Liberty was next on the list. They had the sixth overall pick. I mean, Sabrina Ionescu, her rookie year didn't end the way she wanted to, suffered a devastating injury. So in the sixth spot, they drafted out of UCLA, Michaela Onyewere, and she was big during her time in the Pac-12, doing her thing with UCLA. What does Michaela bring to the table, Matt, in joining the Liberty?
Yeah, I love this pick for the Liberty. I mean, Onyewere is an amazing defender. She's such an interesting player just because she's got she has guard skills, but a big mindset and sort of a tweener frame. So you can play her at a bunch of positions. She can defend a bunch of positions, and that's kind of exactly what the Liberty need. At this point, you know that Sabrina is going to create a ton of offense, so that sort of takes the pressure off trying to find, you know, elite scorers who can create everything for themselves. But if Michaela can just come in and be a tremendous defender, she's going to be a great asset for this team, who already has, you know, Benaiah Delaney is going to fill in a great defensive spot on the wing, and Natasha Howard is one of the best defenders in the entire league. So I love this pick for New York. It makes a lot of sense for them.
Next on the board was the Los Angeles Sparks. They had the seventh overall pick. Of course, this is some trying times for the Sparks. Candace Parker no longer on the team. Chelsea Gray is no longer on the team. So basically, this is kind of a rebuild for, I wouldn't say a rebuild, but kind of like a semi-rebuild for the Sparks. And Derek Fisher just trying to make sure he has his team right. And they had the seventh overall pick. They drafted Jasmine Walker out of the University of Alabama. Now, Matt, Jasmine is a shooter. I mean, if I had to compare it to somebody, I would probably say she's like a female, maybe Dirk Nowitzki's foster, you know, her size is concerned, and just shooting. I mean, just a great perimeter shooter, and she had some great years at the University of Alabama. Give me your thoughts on Jasmine and what she brings to the table for the Sparks.
Yeah, Jasmine's probably the best shooter in the draft, and I totally see why Los Angeles picked her with their first pick. They have a lot of talent to replace, obviously. Like you said, no Candace this year. So they need somebody who's going to be able to create their own shot and be able to knock down shots on the perimeter. And, you know, that's what Jasmine does. I think she's going to probably be able to play a big role in year one, which you can't say for a lot of other teams picking in the first round. So I'm excited to see what she's able to do.
I want to stay with Jasmine for a moment. With her perimeter shooting, do you see her causing a lot of matchup problems going forward, going up against teams that have, centers that have such a strong inside presence? Do you see her causing a lot of matchup problems for opposing teams?
Yeah. I mean, she's, I think, 6'3", which is great size. That is not going to be easy to defend, and she's shifty too, so you're going to have to defend her in space. She's going to make defenses honest. It's going to be hard to drag bigger defenders out to contain her. You know, she's really going to be a scary scoring threat.
All right, so next on the board, the 8th pick belonged to the Chicago Sky, and they drafted, again, we have our second international player in the first round, Matt. We had Shyla Hill from Australia. Now, Matt, we didn't see a lot of Shyla. Of course, she's playing in Australia, so there was some video that we saw of her, typical point guard, great ball handling skills, a solid shooter. Had you had any experience, had any time to watch Shyla play before she was drafted by the Sky?
Yeah, I watched Shyla play a bit. I'm not sure I thought she was going to go in the first round either, especially with some of the other more pure guard players available, like Dana Evans, like Arela Garantes. But, I mean, Shyla can shoot. She's going to be able to play a key role off the bench for the Sky. We all knew that they were going to take a guard of some sort because, you know, they needed somebody to play consistent minutes to back up Courtney Vandersloot, especially, you know, as a team that's probably expected to, you know, make the finals, if not win the whole thing. So I see this pick. I see why it makes sense. Shyla's obviously also been competing against international pro talent, so she should hopefully have no problem stepping right onto the court and, you know, playing with a ridiculously talented team with Diamond DeShields and Courtney Vandersloot and Allie Quigley and Candace Parker.
Yeah, Chicago definitely has the makings of a great team. I want to stay with Shyla for a moment. We talked earlier about Owakwir, who is going to be a talented player. She's currently playing overseas. Again, we mentioned about her playing in Italy, and you mentioned about the lack of competition there. I know Australia is a haven for basketball. Australians love basketball. That's one of their premier sports on that continent. How well do you think Shyla will adjust to the competition level of the WNBA?
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's still going to be tough. Shyla's also, I believe, only like 19 or so, so it still won't be easy. Again, she should be a college freshman or sophomore, I believe, so it's going to take some adjusting. But, yeah, she's been competing with and against elite talent in Australia, so hopefully it won't be as harsh of an adjustment period. But, you know, the WNBA is still a whole different ball game. It's the best in the world on every team.
Fair enough. All right. Next on the board, we had the 9th overall pick belonging to the Minnesota Lynx, and they drafted Rania Davis from the University of Tennessee. And, man, Matt, with the video that we saw of Rania, man, attacking the basket, solid inside game, a good shooter, somebody that Minnesota really needs. Give me your thoughts on Rania landing with the Lynx.
Yeah, this might have been just the steal of the draft. I think Shaw Reed said afterwards that in every mock they had ever done that that she wasn't even close to being in that range for them to take. And yeah, I mean, Renaya is a tremendous athlete. She's got great size, great length, really agile. She's going to be able to defend, I mean, probably 1-4, which is pretty much all you can ask for a player you're going to get at number 9. She's going to have to work on her shooting. She's definitely not a great outside scorer, but the Lynx won't really need her to put points on the board. I mean, they're going to have Ariel Powers and Kayla McBride and Nafisa Collier and Sylvia Fowles to do that. If Davis can just step on the floor and give them 15 to 20 minutes of really solid defense against opposing wings, I mean, that's deadly. I mean, once again, Minnesota probably got another steal in this draft.
I stand corrected, Renaya. My apologies on that one. Renaya Davis out of the University of Tennessee being drafted by the Minnesota Lynx. All right, Matt, so the Los Angeles Sparks back on the board once again. They had the 10th overall pick, and they drafted Stephanie Watts out of the University of North Carolina. Just kind of give me your thoughts on the Sparks drafting Stephanie.
Yeah, I think this was another surprise pick at number 10. Again, LA, I guess, is kind of just throwing darts at the board and trying to figure out how they're going to replace tremendous talent like that. I mean, Watts is going to definitely get some opportunities in year one, and we'll see where she goes from there. I think I was just a little surprised that they didn't pounce on either Garantes or Dana Evans or even Natasha Mack still being available at 10.
All right, fair enough. So now we have the Seattle Storm. They had the 11th overall pick, the defending champions. They drafted Aaliyah Wilson out of Texas A&M. Just kind of give me your thoughts on Aaliyah landing in Seattle.
I won't lie. I also don't know a ton about Aaliyah, although I do believe that she was traded to Indiana later in the night. Because Seattle didn't really need any draft talent at this point. They're pretty stacked. But, well, you know, again, in Indy, opportunities will be there for Aaliyah. And, you know, as another guard, maybe she's the answer to their point guard problems. Who knows?
All right, fair enough. And then ending the first round was the Las Vegas Aces. And Las Vegas had a great 2020 campaign, of course, with Asia Wilson winning the league MVP. And they drafted another – we had our third international player in the first round, Matt. The Aces drafted Ileana Rupert from France. Did you have any familiarity with Ileana before the Aces drafted her?
Yeah, I'll be honest and say I have never seen her play. This was another pick that I think surprised a lot of us in the first round. But, you know, chances are maybe she won't come over right away, which I think is a big problem with the WNBA. Again, I feel like I've mentioned it a couple of times, but with only 12 teams and 12 roster spots, that means 144 players, and that's it. So there isn't really much room left on a roster to have a player who's strictly there for development reasons. I mean, all 12 players on the WNBA roster have to be ready to play right this second, because in such a small league, every single team thinks that they have the chance to win a championship. So, you know, we'll see where her game goes. Maybe she comes over this year, maybe she doesn't. But once again, I see why the Aces went here with this pick.
Man, I tell you what, Matt, Las Vegas hit the jackpot again with this one. So if she, let's just hypothetically say, if she comes over and she is ready to play, Liz Cambridge is going to be coming back. Wow, that's going to be fun. And, of course, De'Erica Hamby, who is the reigning sixth woman of the year, Angel McCutry, you know, Asia Wilson, we know what she's capable of, Sugar Rogers and Kelsey Plum. I mean, let's just hypothetically say that she's going to play. She's going to make the roster. What do you think her contribution will be to the Aces?
Yeah, I mean, I think we still have a lot of questions about how the Aces are even going to look, you know, with their roster as currently constructed. We've never seen Asia Wilson and Chelsea Gray and Liz Cambage and Kelsey Plum and De'Erica Hamby all share the floor at the same time. And Angel McCautry, jeez. I mean, that team is just beyond stacked. I think at the beginning, the rotations are probably going to be a little wild as Bill Laimbeer figures out what works, what doesn't. We're still trying to figure out the big conundrum of having two of the best bigs in the world. The one year they did play together, Asia Wilson and Liz Cambage, you know, sort of stepped on each other's toes just by way of what they both do. We'll see this year if Bill winds up staggering their minutes at all, or, you know, if somebody's game gets adjusted, if the offensive scheme changes. There's a lot of questions in Vegas, but I mean, I can't imagine, you know, being more excited to watch that team. They're just stacked with talent. They have a great coach, and they have a lot of winners. That's going to be a great team.
Yeah, man. Bill Laimbeer definitely has a lot of talent on that roster. How can I forget about Chelsea Gray? Chelsea Gray was a highly touted free agent, and now she's playing in Las Vegas. So that was the first round, Matt. I want to go over just not all of the picks, but just some of the picks that were very impactful in the WNBA draft. So second round pick that the Dallas Wings had, they drafted Dana Evans out of Louisville. And you mentioned Dana earlier. Just kind of give me your thoughts on Dana landing in Dallas.
Yeah, this was, you know, one of the draft's biggest shockers, I think, was Dana Evans falling out of the first round. And I understand concerns about her size also. I believe she's only 5'6 or 5'7. But, you know, she's showed that she can score on all three levels. So that was a no-brainer choice for them at 13. I'm sure Dallas, you know, didn't think that she'd be there. But it's going to be tough, like I said before, with Chelsea Dungy. I mean, there are limited spots available in Dallas. So it might not be Dallas where Dana ends up. Dana might also wind up having to be a player that sits and waits for an injury in order to get a spot. And that says nothing about her talent because she's elite. It just has more to do with how few spots there are in the WNBA.
All right, so let's move along now to the Las Vegas Aces. They drafted Destiny Slocum out of the University of Arkansas. Again, the Aces continuing to add with the talent. Just your thoughts on Destiny landing in Vegas.
Yeah, I really like Destiny's game. She can create for others. She's really quick. She's a great passer. Not an elite shooter, which kind of fits in with the blend with what Las Vegas does. But, you know, Destiny, again, another player, not sure if she's going to wind up making the roster, but has the talent to be really impactful with the team at this point or sometime down the line.
All right, another interesting pick that the Chicago Sky drafted, Natasha Mack out of Oklahoma State. And, Matt, just watching the WNBA draft coverage, Natasha's story is so unique. She almost gave up on the sport of basketball. She was kind of down and out.
Yep.
And went through a rough time, and she worked at a chicken plant for a while, and then she just realized that it was so much hard work. She figured she wanted to give it another shot, and now she's realizing the dream of getting paid to play professional basketball, and she definitely stuck with it, and now she's drafted by the Chicago Sky. Her story is just so amazing, Matt. Just give me your thoughts on Natasha landing in Chicago.
Yeah, Natasha was also a total steal. I think everybody thought she'd probably be a first-round pick. She's 6'4". She has tremendous size. She's a great defender. I really hope she makes the roster in Chicago because I think she's another piece that you can immediately plug in to be able to defend some opposing bigs. I mean, I can't imagine a much better spot for her to land as a rookie too. She's going to be learning from some of the greats in the game and be able to compete for a championship on day one.
The next pick that in the second round, Didi Richards out of Baylor, man, she had one heck of a tournament run during the March Madness. She was drafted by the New York Liberty. So now Didi will be playing alongside Sabrina Ionescu and also another rookie, Michaela Onyenwere. We know the talent that Didi represents, and her story is so interesting coming off of a very gruesome injury that she had a while back. Give me your thoughts on Didi landing in the Big Apple.
Yeah, I mean, Didi has a tremendous story, and it's incredible that she was able to come back, and not only just come back this season, but play as well as she did. Didi's another really good defender, a really tough, strong body that makes a lot of sense for New York to give a tryout to. Again, the offensive tools are there for New York to succeed. Sabrina's going to carry a ton of that herself. It's going to be a matter of, you know, complementing her game with elite athleticism and defenders, and Didi fits that role.
All right, well, the Seattle Storm continuing to add to their championship pedigree. They drafted Kiana Williams from the national champion Stanford Cardinal. What a run Kiana had, Matt. Kiana was just clicking on all cylinders, offense, defense, rebounding. Fundamentally, she is so sound. And that in Seattle is such a fundamentally sound team with the likes of Sue Bird and also with Jewel Lloyd. Can't forget about Brianna Stewart. Just kind of give me your thoughts on Kiana landing in Seattle.
Yeah, Kiana was another player we thought probably could have been a first-round pick. So, you know, to see her drop there was a little bit surprising. But, you know, she's really, really a solid player. She has range. She has good court vision. She's been obviously been battle tested, just won a championship. She feels like another player who can probably step on the court right away and contribute.
You know, Matt, I laughed at this pick in the second round, and you talk about the hypocrisy. Boy, irony is something else. Dejanay Carrington, what a star she was at Baylor. She was drafted by the Connecticut Sun. For those that did not follow the March Madness, the women's tournament, Dejanay, her team, Baylor, went up against Connecticut in the tournament. They had a very interesting game and a very interesting ending, to say the least. She was fouled. She didn't get a call, but she was drafted by the Connecticut Sun. Boy, this was an interesting pick right here. But what do you think about your thoughts about Dejanay being drafted by Connecticut?
Yeah, I'm so happy that Dejanay, I mean, I'm also surprised that she slipped as low as 20, but I'm really happy that she was there for Connecticut to take, because, you know, Connecticut has room and there's a good chance she can make that roster. Dejanay's tough. I mean, we saw it in the tournament. I mean, she's a really, really good defender. She's one of those annoying type defenders that's able to just pluck the basketball away from ball handlers, jump passing lanes. She's lightning quick. I mean, she isn't the sharpest shooter yet, but that can develop over time. She sort of fits Connecticut's identity as this just really tough, scrappy, you know, agile team that's going to, you know, run and gun. I mean, Dejanay is going to have a role in Connecticut, which is really exciting.
All right, the Los Angeles Sparks, you mentioned her name earlier. The Los Angeles Sparks drafted Aurelia Durantes from Rutgers. And Aurelia, great score, great low post presence. Give me your thoughts on Aurelia landing in L.A.
Yeah, I mean, this was the most chaotic event of the night, was watching Aurelia Durantes, who, I mean, mock drafts had as high as 3. I had, you know, talked to GMs who pegged her between 3 and 7. There was no way Aurelia Durantes was going to fall out of the first round of the draft. Most had her in the first half of it. And then we sort of just sat there and watched as, you know, every single team who had a pick passed over her. Some multiple times. I mean, the Sparks even passed up on her twice before taking her. There's a lot of questions I have as to why someone as talented as Aurelia fell. She's an elite pick and roll player, which is where the W is headed if it's not there yet. She's got tremendous court vision. She's a great passer. She's a slasher. She isn't the best set shooter, but she has 3-point range. She's an elite defender who averaged 2 blocks and 2 steals in the Big Ten this year, even though she's only 5'11". She checked a lot of boxes. So I have no idea why she fell so late in the draft, but I mean, this is beyond a steal based on her, you know, her on-court value. Aurelia is tremendous. I really hope she makes the roster in LA and is able to show, you know, what we kind of all watched her do at Rutgers.
Fair enough, and those are just some of the impact players that made a difference and were drafted in this year's 2021 WNBA draft. All right, Matt, give me your winners. Give me, in your opinion, who were the winners in this year's draft?
Oof. I definitely think Dallas is a winner. Obviously, having the number 1 and 2 picks makes that a lot easier, but I think they hit home runs at 1, 2, 5, and 13. Getting Dana Evans to split that low is truly bonkers. The Lynx also getting Renia Davis at 9. You know, we watched them draft Rookie of the Year Crystal Dangerfield in the second round last year. The year before that, I think Nafisa Collier was number 6. It just almost feels like, despite how low Cheryl Reeve gets, how low of a draft pick Cheryl Reeve gets, she manages to pull out a really quality player, and I think Renia Davis is just going to be the next in that line for Minnesota. And again, I'm going to just keep saying, you know, LA getting Aurelia in late in the second round is also just tremendous value. Hopefully she'll make a roster spot and make everybody in the mock drafts feel a little better for all the chaos of watching her slip.
All right. So Matt has his winners of the WNBA draft: Dallas, Los Angeles, and Minnesota. Now, in your opinion, who were the losers in the draft?
as far as losers go, I definitely question Kizer going number four to Indiana, especially, you know, when they had a lot of elite point guard options that I thought that that's the direction that they were going to head in. They were probably the biggest question mark to me. As far as the rest of the board goes, you know, I don't think there was anything that I was, like, appalled by. But, you know, it's going to be sort of a wait-and-see game.
Fair enough. So that concluded the 2021 WNBA draft. Matt, I want to bring up something about the draft eligibility requirements for the WNBA. During March Madness, Connecticut guard Paige Beckers mentioned that she would definitely be in favor of a one-and-done rule in the WNBA in order to enter the draft. And there were other players that said they would also be in favor of a one-and-done rule. Do you have any information on if the WNBA will plan to change their draft eligibility requirements in the future, how the NBA has a one-and-done situation? Will the WNBA adopt a one-and-done situation?
Will they ever? I think yes. Are they anytime soon? I don't think so. It's just a matter of how many roster spots there are. Again, I think the league is going to need expansion before they even consider the idea of opening up the talent pool even further. At this point, you know, we have first round picks in the WNBA draft who sometimes don't even make the roster, and first round picks, you know, each round is 12 picks. So that means that at some points, a top 12 player in the country doesn't make a WNBA roster. So if you increase the talent pool, that only means that we're going to lose additional players from being able to play in the W. So we need some serious expansion as far as adding more teams and adding more roster spots before we can probably even consider doing this. I don't think that there's a question that there are a lot of underclassmen who would be able to compete. Again, we see international talent taking at 19 and 20 years old who are able to. So there's obviously no reason why players in America wouldn't be able to do so. But I don't think that the league is there yet.
I want to stay just with the possibility of a one and done in the WNBA. If that is if that requirement is adapted in the future, do you think the game will improve in the WNBA, or do you think the game will kind of go downhill just a tad? We're seeing it, we've seen it, and we're continuing to see it in the NBA with the youth movement. And I want to know, do you think the WNBA will enhance its play with adopting the one and done requirement?
I don't know if it'll exactly change play at all. I mean, at this point, the best of the best are getting taken every year. And, you know, at 19 years old, you're not, your body isn't fully ready to compete against, you know, 25, 30 year olds. We see that in the NBA too. It's very rare when you have a rookie who really makes a huge impact. And I think the same would probably happen in the WNBA. I mean, we even saw, as great as Paige Beckers is, and I truly think she's going to be a WNBA star one day, she got shut down in the Final Four, and that, you know, that happens when you're 19 and you know, you're still small and you have a lot of learning to do. So I don't think it's going to change the quality of play. It really, you know, it comes into a matter of money. And at this point, not being able to make money in college is terrible, especially for a player like Paige, who is extremely popular. I think she's got, 800,000+ Instagram followers. She was definitely the most popular player of either college basketball tournament this year. But, you know, the WNBA still doesn't pay tremendous salaries. So it's going to be a balance of how much money these players can make in college versus the pros and roster spot availability. So, again, there's a lot of higher arching questions that the league and the NCAA need to answer. And I think it has more to do with that than it does on-court play.
Fair enough, and you heard it from him. He is Matt Ellentuck, just giving us a recap of this year's 2021 WNBA draft. All right, Matt, thank you so much once again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program, giving us the 411 on what happened with this year's draft as well as the world of women's basketball. Tell everybody what you do with your newsletter, Here's Basketball.
Sure. If you go to my Twitter, at mellentuck, spelled exactly how you think it is, that is where you can find the links to my newsletter. I'm also a freelance writer. I've written for the New York Times and the Dallas Morning News, so I am all over the place. Twitter is probably the best place to keep up with my writing.
Fair enough. And again, let everybody know where they can find you once again on social media and the website for Here's Basketball.
Sure. Twitter, it's at mellentuck. And that same mellentuck.substack.com is how you find my newsletter.
Fair enough, and you heard it from him. He is Matt Ellentuck, the writer and creator of Here's Basketball. It's a newsletter dedicated to all things women's basketball, and also we're recapping the 2021 WNBA draft. Matt, thank you once again, my man. You're the best, and if ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Always, thanks for having me, man.
You're welcome, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Here is the commissioner of the WNBA, Kathy Engelbert.
With the first pick in the 2021 WNBA draft, the Dallas Wings select Charlie Collier from the University of Texas.
We can sum up McDonald's new crispy chicken sandwich in one word: crispy, but also juicy and tender. Okay, it's crispy, juicy, tender, all one word, but then also pickle. Oh, and potato bun, which is two words. Okay, we can't sum up our new crispy chicken sandwich in one word, so you'll just have to try it to understand it. Order ahead on the McDonald's app at participating McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
That's the sound of one of my favorite customers ever. His name's Jeremy. His dad, Frank, called me when it was time to replace their drafty old windows and to take advantage of our limited time sale. As a dedicated Pella advisor, I make getting new windows and doors simple. And when it comes to installation, nobody does it like Pella. Our local team can typically install in just a day.
Elevate the look of your home with specials from Pella Windows and Doors of Baton Rouge. Visit BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore to learn more. That's BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore.
Jake and Christine knew they needed help renovating their dream home. As a Pella advisor, I make sure every step of getting new windows and doors is smooth, including setting you up with our Pella Care Guarantee. It covers everything from product to installation with some of the strongest warranties in the industry.
Help elevate the look of your home with special offers from Pella of Baton Rouge. Add in our industry-leading reputation and one thing becomes clear. It's a perfect time for Pella. Visit BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore to learn more. That's BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired fitness celebrity Billy Blanks.
Okay, everybody. Our car just got a broken windshield. How about we blow off some steam? Now punch. Now kick.
Mr. Blanks, there's no need to be stressed. GEICO makes it easy to file a claim online, on the app, or over the phone.
Yeah, but what if I never hear back? That's going to make me want to go jab and jab.
Nope. Your GEICO claims team is always there for you.
Okay, do I still get my post-workout protein shake?
Sure, Billy. GEICO, great service without all the drama.
Jake and Christine knew they needed help renovating their dream home. As a Pella advisor, I make sure every step of getting new windows and doors is smooth, including setting you up with our Pella Care Guarantee. It covers everything from product to installation with some of the strongest warranties in the industry.
Help elevate the look of your home with special offers from Pella of Baton Rouge. Add in our industry-leading reputation and one thing becomes clear. It's a perfect time for Pella. Visit BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore to learn more. That's BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore.
Jake and Christine knew they needed help renovating their dream home. As a Pella advisor, I make sure every step of getting new windows and doors is smooth, including setting you up with our Pella Care Guarantee. It covers everything from product to installation with some of the strongest warranties in the industry.
Help elevate the look of your home with special offers from Pella of Baton Rouge. Add in our industry-leading reputation and one thing becomes clear. It's a perfect time for Pella. Visit BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore to learn more. That's BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore.
Think you're busy? You've never met Jessica. Mother of six. I'm the dedicated Pella Window and Door Advisor Jessica called when she knew it was time to replace her drafty old windows and take advantage of the limited time sale. We make the process simple. From product selection through installation, we've sold over 5 million replacement windows and doors. So we know a thing or two.
Elevate the look of your home with specials from Pella Windows and Doors of Baton Rouge. Visit BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore to learn more. That's BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore.
Spring is calling, and Target's ready with deals for your outdoor space. Grab Miracle-Gro Potting Mix, on sale at two for $8. Plus, get 20% off planters and more. Find spring's best outdoor buys at Target, where low prices and great deals make it easy to save. Restrictions apply.
All right, everybody, once again, I'd like to send a big special thank you to Matt Ellentuck, the creator of the WNBA newsletter, Here's Basketball. Had a great time with him recapping the 2021 WNBA draft. That's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. I'm your host, Ed Robinson, and remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.